From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Emails in which Donald Trump Jr. expressed eagerness to obtain damaging information about his father's 2016 election opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, from a Russian source, sent shockwaves across the Capitol. Mark Warner is the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
This is the first time the public has seen clear evidence of the organized Russian effort.
Republican Senator Susan Collins said the emails deserve a thorough investigation. Several Republican lawmakers declined to comment. Senator John Cornyn told reporters he had no reaction to the Trump Jr. emails, explaining that he has been too busy focusing on the Republican push to reform America's healthcare system. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said earlier on Tuesday it had information confirming IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's death. However, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend said that has not been confirmed.
Despite all the helpful reports to us from every source imaginable, I'm unable to confirm or deny where he is or whether he is alive or dead.
Baghdadi has been reported dead several times before, but if confirmed, his death would mark another devastating blow to the jihadist group after its loss of Mosul. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over the Islamic State Monday as Iraqi forces took the city of Mosul. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday congratulated Iraq, its prime minister, and security forces for liberating the city from Islamic State. However, witnesses reported heavy fighting still underway in parts of Mosul. Thousands of civilians have been killed in this battle, and 900,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. For additional updates, and instantaneous ones at that, follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News.